Rattle. They arrive at the clay artist's studio on a crisp autumn day in the mountains. As they enter the sunlit studio, they're greeted with a space jam-packed with beautiful pottery, functional and decorative. Tables are in front of other tables, every surface covered, even underneath the tables. The potter tells the story of camping on this land when she was younger and how her parents built a cabin. They later gave her a piece of land, and she and her husband built their home there. When her father died, she bought the cabin and later built her studio onto the side of it. She tells us during the day of being a clay instructor at a local rural high school. She talks about discovering expressive arts and Sally and changing her high school class so all desks were in a circle. She talks about having students share 10 to 20 metaphors about their lives related to the work in clay. She talks about buying students' art and then giving it back to them. She gives an example of giving the artwork back to a mother of a student who had died. We are truly story receivers. Settling into warm, comfortable couches and chairs, the potter leads them in a guided meditation. They each hold a small ball of clay in their hands and then to their hearts. She invites them to imagine having roots growing down from their feet into the earth. One woman sees red, orange, yellow, molten lava. She feels fear that she would burn her roots, but then the roots are transformed into a pure energy and light. Then the potter asks them to bring this vision and bodily sensation back through their bodies, into their arms, into their hands, and into the ball of clay, which is being held against their hearts through the meditation. The potter has silently moved them outside with the instruction to lie on the ground on their stomachs and then on their backs and then make a pinch pot from the clay, making a brief pilgrimage to the spot on the property that they would sojourn within this larger sojourn. They each find a spot near a shed on some rocks on the grass. The dog comes to visit each of them in their place. Sharing food, talking, and laughing, they gather at the already full table to begin creating. She instructs them on how to make rattles. They make clay creations shaped like birds or various sizes of round rattles with prints of spirals, labyrinths, or flowers. After completing their rattles, they move back into the circle. The potter gifts them with a small pinch pot she has made. In their journals, they write about what had arrived that day and what story was created. As a closing to the experience, they write one line about the essence of the day, which they crafted into a group poem. They dream of future sojourns at the studio. They talk afterwards of gratitude. Like other conversations at other sojourns, the issue of structure and spaciousness with time and energy and permission arises. So much lingers from that day, sunshine, dog visiting, friends, laughter, and how both the whole inquiry and each sojourn is a pause. She wonders if a pause means going back to what was before. Yet maybe this sojourn is co-created by the women, the weather, the clay, the dog, the poetry, and the writing. Echoes of ritual reverberate as she remembers the day, the threshold, liminal space, and the other side. Never to be exactly like the before. Structure and spaciousness continues to dance with each other even today. She remembers the clay day in which she was held by the earth as she held the clay earth in her hands. She became the nesting bowl with the earth. They collect, create, coexist, and craft experience. They wonder, how does the earth hold them, and how do they hold the earth? What do they make in this entanglement? What if the original carrier bag or tool was a carrier for sound? A rattle to call others to ceremony, for ritual, for healing.